to my show. You're in the bullets. I'm Michael Goger. I'm apologizing for the late start. We had some techie problems. It's just one of those days. I will give out, since we're starting late, I will go in right into the toll-free numbers. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a direct line, if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I do have a surprise guest. I'm cutting my format down a little here because of the late start. I'm going to bring my guest out. It took 2 years to get her here, and she finally agreed to it. And I think her energy was messing up the computer system at the radio station. But I'm going to bring out my very good friend, webmaster, author, poet, ghost investigator, medium, and the lady behind the voice. She kept me going, and many, many times I was going to go another path, and she kept me right where I am, which got me to this today and beyond, and where I am heading. She is going to be at my side, and the reason I made it. I want to bring out my friend Shailene Bassett. I've been calling her Shay for 6 years, and I can't break the habit. So, Shay, you there?
I'm here, Mike.
All right. How you doing? Breathe.
I am. We're on air, so obviously the breathing's working.
I'm the one that's got to breathe. The back and forth with the stations, I just want to let everybody know if you're listening and if the numbers aren't working, go to station 2 and use those toll-free numbers. I would put them out myself, but it would twist me all up here. So go to station 2 and use those toll-free numbers, too, for USA and Canada. I think you can use all of them, but just in case, we're broadcasting through station 2 because station 1 was having techie problems. All right? So, Shay, I just wanted to get that out for the listeners because it was it threw us off a little bit. Okay. Thank you, Seth. There's a caller online already. I just want to talk with Shay for a few minutes. And Shay, my whole mind just went blank. Listen, 6 years we have met, 6 years ago.
Yes, it was.
Okay, and I was a beginner in chat. I was new, and I was doing chat shows almost every night. And you just started coming into them, and you've been there since.
Yeah, it's been hard to believe, 6 years.
6 years, and you really had no interest in the net either, and or chat,
I had no interest in psychics either. I was scared to death of them, the way I was raised, but you just eased all those fears and turned it all around for me.
Yeah, little by little, I grew on you. And,
that you did.
And there was groups and shows and memberships, and there was several of them, and they kept backfiring or crumbling for many different reasons, and I was on the verge of just saying, you know what, I'm going to get off the net and out of chat and go another path, and that happened not too long ago. Well, a few years back, probably about 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago.
Yeah, and then you put together a webpage out of nowhere, really.
That was spirit-led.
It was just pulled to it, just one page, and you said, before you go, I want to show you something. And that was the beginning of the journey we're on now, which led to what we have out there. The website went from one page to, God, how many pages we got already, Shay? Probably all together.
Well, there's 50-some.
So it's up there. It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
And the links that we're supporting. And and everything that goes with it, the MySpace, the Yahoo group, and the friends list on Pal and Yahoo. So it grew to an impressive, I guess you want to call it a realm, you know.
It's still growing.
And it's really, it's still an infant, really. As we look ahead to where we're going and what we're going to be doing, it's going to be massive. And it all started with one page.
It did, and that page was spirit-led because at that time, I didn't even know how to put a website up. It was just something I wanted to do because I didn't want you offline, and it just escalated from there. It just took a life of its own. And I've learned so much over the past 5 years just from playing around with the site. It's just amazing.
Right, right. And you're an amazing woman. To sacrifice the time that you did for me and for what I'm doing just to keep it going is a story in itself. Not only that, your time, but your family, your husband, your children, because a lot goes on behind the scenes, just communicating and getting the messages out there and what we're doing. Because it was all about getting free readings through a membership. That's what it was all about. And we did it, and we kept on doing it. We're going to keep on doing it.
But you take far too little credit for this, because you got to remember, when I came into the chat room the first time, I was going through 26 years of grieving for my grandmother, and my first reading, you completely pulled me out of that. You nailed things that nobody could ever know, and you didn't know me. You used to call me Basket, Little Miss Basket, are you ready? I laugh when I think of that.
That was the first thing I said to you.
Yes, Basket, are you ready? I'll never forget. I had to change my name because it was Little Miss Bassett then, and I had to change it because I knew I was going to be the Basket forever.
Yeah, Little Miss Bassett. And that was a profound reading. I remember that. I was pulled to you, and it was a deep reading. And that's when it started.
Yeah, that was the start of the journey.
Right. And we're going to keep on doing it. Now, I just had a milestone where two grandsons and my daughter was living with us for like a year and a half, and we just separated. So they went into their own home, and we went into another home, and I feel like we lost our children. It's the weirdest. We went from constant noise and chaos to silence, and it was a surprise, the transition, the jolt from it. And getting adjusted. So we got that out of the way. And then I got another milestone coming up in 2 weeks where I'm going to be retiring and doing the psychic thing full time. So we are coming back into PAL. And the room will be called Your Inner Thoughts. It'll be in the radio and TV section. And we're going to be in there doing free readings and promoting the radio show. And we're working on that now, putting it together, and it's going to be a regular thing. And the readings will be free, so anybody that's listening, and there'll be so many group members that I'm always reading a group member, but I rotate it. Somehow I keep track of it, and it rotates. And so anybody that's listening, do join the Yahoo group. And the website mailing list, because this is how we're going to announce these things. And once I get it up and running, I can bring other personalities in, like Allison Bauman and the others that I'm going to meet in the future, and bring in other readers, and we'll have a nice little room with some quality entertainment in there. So join the Yahoo group. It's very important. And if you're already, and if the mail is a problem, double emails, you just don't accept no mail from the group. But just in case one isn't working, the other one is. And so it pays to join all of that. And there's a MySpace, too, that you can join, too. So, and if you're going to need the PAL Talk program. If you want to get the free readings and chat, go to paltalk.com and download the program. It's an awesome chat program. It's safe, it's crisp, and it's developing by the day. So you can't go wrong, especially if you like chat. And that's where I'm going to be, PAL Talk Chat. So You're going to need the program, download it, then get us on your list. It's Michael_Goger and PalTalk and Yahoo. So you're going to need to do these things in order to get the free readings and to hang out with the group members and to see the other shows. So, all right, Shay, let's see. Now, in the reading, I want to touch on your mediumship and your home. And now, you've done TV with Rescue Mediums.
I did.
And that was based on the haunting in your home.
That you told me I was going to move to, and I said, no, you're crazy, I'm not.
Yep.
And
yep.
You said it's going to be haunted, and I told you you're even crazier, right. And it was.
Sure, and it was it came out in a reading, and first the move, which said that's never going to happen, that happened. And I said the haunting, and you were like iffy with it, and then there was activity, and you had it researched and documented with a ghost investigation. And the Rescue Mediums, the TV show, they were there, too. So that was an interesting story I've wanted to bring out. Now, you're a medium, but you don't flaunt it or use it publicly, but you do have an interest in missing people and ghost investigations, right?
I do, and the funny thing about it was I always denied it until I was around you, and the first night you read me, you said I was a medium, and I thought, yeah, right. But anyway, when I moved in this house, it was either accept what was going on or, you know, close it out all completely. So I've been accepting it, and it did. It went from, gosh, paranormal investigators coming in to the TV show, which we thought was going to be about the spirits in the house, and it turned to a missing lady. And I had picked up on a lot of information, good information for the police, for this missing lady, and I'm still helping the family, so it's pretty good.
And it continues. Now, if you were to use,
and
you have an interest in missing people and cold cases, this type of thing.
I do.
Go ahead, sorry. I see you doing this more and more, missing cold cases and missing people. There's a definite connection there. You're pulled to it.
I am. Like, I'll practice on the news. If somebody comes up missing on the news or something, I'll just write down whatever I feel at the time. And a lot of times, you know, it cross-references, and I'm right, which is, you know, it amazes me.
Good. And your spirit photography is awesome. There's a lot there. It gives you something to think about.
Oh, it does. There's one picture... Well, it's on geocities.com/Aileen Bassett for anybody that wants to see it. But there's a lot of odd pictures that happened in the house and outside the house, and there's some of them documented there.
Yeah, and with orbs. I've never seen orbs like you have in your photography. It's amazing.
Oh, that one on the site in the basement, I went down. It has a story behind it, but I went down and I said, who moved all the sawdust? Because there was sawdust piles on my steps that were really neat, and I took the picture, and it was just orbs everywhere. It just completely blew my mind.
I never seen it like that before. It's got to be
me
a first
either.
For me. And believe me, I've done research, 40 years of it, and that's one of the best orb pictures I ever seen. It was wall-to-wall orb. Then Shay just recently lost her dog, Max. Was a baby, and he passed the other day, and she had a picture of him a couple of days before he passed, and there was like a perfect ring of orbs right around his head. It was amazing. We're forgetting anything. Internet safety. Through all of this, you were led to WOE, haltabuse.com.
Org. JadeHeavenFit.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Haltabuse.org and WOE, the Yahoo group, as an advocate, internet safety and crime and security is what these.
Well, that all started from a crazed fan we had to do with the show, and it was just like complete foolishness. But I went from there rather than responding to the foolishness. To WOE itself for help, and they helped me so much I jumped on board to help other people.
Yeah, it's amazing, and you do a great job, and it's a tremendous service that they provide. Jane Hitchcock and her websites and her groups, and they have advocates that are trained and into screened and trained, and anybody that's having issues in chat or on the internet, such as identity theft or stalking or harassment or blogging, vicious blogging, any type of problem you may be having, I would join this group and start communicating with their advocates, and Shay is one of them, and they do a fantastic job. There's no guarantee they can solve the whole issue or problem, but you walk away feeling better and more educated, and you feel stronger, like you can defend yourself and you know what's going on and how to steps to take to help yourself. What is the website again, Shay?
www.haltabuse.org. And a great Christmas gift, too, is Jane has a book out called Net Crimes and Misdemeanors, and I was lucky enough to get a copy of it, and it really does help you with Internet safety. It's fantastic.
Awesome. And anybody that goes there is replied to. You're not forgotten about, and you are, it's a screening process, I believe, Shay?
It is. It's a screening process, and, you know, they look at all the things that are blogged and stuff like that, and they teach you how to defend yourself, remove the foolishness, who to contact, and it's all a bunch of volunteers that are just, they're top-notch at what they do. I was amazed when I went there for help.
It's helped us a lot, and I see the change in you. It was like, whoa. Now I know why they call it whoa.
Necessarily.
Yeah, I said to myself, whoa. So, and it does empower you. So if you use the internet or go into group just for the sake of saying that I'm a member and I stay in touch on what's going on out there, because the internet and chat is expanding and by the day. And if you're like me, you spend a lot of time on the net and like the rest of us in here. All right, what are we forgetting, Shay? Anything? I know I want to get some readings done. There's probably some members that want to say hi to you. I've been trying to get you on for 2 years. You're kind of shy.
A little.
But for some reason, we felt this was the time because of the change. I'm forever going through change, huh, Shay?
Oh, anybody that knows you, yep, it's always a change.
And the transitions and the moving forward and going back and moving forward and going back. And it's just like a journey. It's amazing. It really has been. And,
it is.
It's, you know, I love it and look forward to the future with it. And with you at my side, and we got a lot of new things coming up. So everybody, stay in touch. Join the Yahoo group. If you want to know more about us, visit my site, the site that Shay created. www.michaelgoga.com is loaded with information and something for everyone there. So, and all the changes that are coming up within the next month or so will be announced and posted. So, all right, Shay. Anything I forget? Or it was a rough start there, and it shook me up just a little bit. I kind of forgot some of the things I was going to say and talk about, but it's all good and it's working out.
Oh, it's all good.
We forget anything at all?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. All right. I think we got a caller online. Is there a caller online? I'll get some readings done and say hi to everybody that's listening. If not, I can keep on talking.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Michael and Shay.
Thank you.
My name is Kim from Louisiana.
Kim from Louisiana,
yes.
Right? Okay, Kim, thank you. Welcome.
The question I have this afternoon is, I just kind of recently separated from my husband, and
okay.
I've kind of sensed that there's a new person coming into my life, a new man, and I thought I might have met him Friday night, and I was wondering what your take was on it.
Okay. Kim, right off the bat, I'm getting the separation and what you've been through relationship-wise. I feel like it's going to be okay with that, though. Everything is kind of going all right.
Yeah.
The drama is under control and seems to be structured and organized, so I'm not worried about that. Let me see. Hang on for a second, because I'm having a hard time separating what is... Did the friend come through? Did you meet him? Were you with friends when you met him or through a friend?
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's what I'm hearing. I'm feeling good about it, Kim. I really am. I feel like you're on the verge of your life changing. And I feel like you feel that, too. I'm hearing that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it was a profound energy exchange that day. And it stayed with you, and it's still with you, I'm hearing. And
can you get any sense of maybe we were... I mean, see, I just found out Michael this morning through the same friend that he's getting married in December. So I was wondering if you got any kind of a sense as to like, you know, what our previous connection was. I mean, obviously, we probably shared past lives together, or we're in the same soul group, or... Because that kind of connection doesn't happen every day.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling that. It jumped right in. Now, he's getting married in December?
He's getting married in December, yeah.
Okay, so...
He's been single his entire life, and he's getting married in December.
To someone else.
Mm. Exactly.
That's going to be rough, too.
Mm. Well...
It's a shame. It's a shame because... Now, what other connections are there? Is there a work connection with you and him, or a business?
Yeah.
Or... Yeah. I'm feeling like that's where the core of the excitement's going to be. And it's meant to be, too. I think the two of you were brought together in the work world for a reason.
Okay.
And you're going to complement each other there. I feel as though there was a karmic connection... many different lives with this gentleman. For some reason, I don't know why, being pulled to religion and the court system now with past life with him. So either one of you is into the law or religion with the church or strange.
Yeah, not that I know of. I was going to ask you both a general question. I'm having trouble, like, energy reading, you know, reading energy signatures. Like, I'm becoming increasingly more psychic. However, okay, I can't tell, even if they're my closest, like, family members, sometimes exactly who is coming through to me. And I once had somebody tell me, oh, that's easy, just look at their palms. But I don't get energy like that. Like, I don't get energy visually. So what I usually get is a big, strong energy signature, and then beyond that, I sometimes get a name or a feeling, and then I know who that person is. But when it gets mixed up, like in this case, obviously, because I was really expecting this person to be the one, you know, this is the person I've been waiting for, and this is the person I'm looking for. I found him. And then come to find out that it's not the one, then I just wonder, like, how do you guys read energy signatures? And maybe he's in the same soul group, or he's a, you know, same soul group as the person that I'm supposed to meet, you know, that kind of thing. I'm just trying to figure it out a little bit.
Right. The energy you felt was the connection that was knowing each other from past lives. And I believe it's centered on your, I'm getting the business and work realm. So I believe that you guys have worked together and created together before in the past. And I think that's what you were feeling. And I believe you're meeting this time in the business realm again to accomplish some things, even if it's introducing each other to each other's friends.
Right.
So this is what you have going on. And I mean, every reader is different, and you build your own reference system. So my reference system would be very little to you. I mean, very little in a way, because it's my reference system.
Gotcha.
So, like, when you look for something pertaining to love, they'll send you a heart. Or if there's a wedding coming up, you'll feel or see a wedding cake or a wedding ring. So that's you're in the process of developing your own reference system.
Right.
That's the beginning stages of using your psychic abilities. It's the most important part of developing as a reader is having a reference system. You got to know what the symbols are and what the feelings are that they're sending you.
Gotcha.
So that's the way I would go with that.
Did you see somebody else coming into my life soon?
I do. I do. I was going to go there. I do feel that probably, I would say right around the middle of January, there I feel like there could be somebody coming in for you. And again, for some strange reason, I'm being pulled to the business and work arena, so it may come from that area.
Okay.
But now it doesn't mean you're going to be a coworker. It could be a coworker's friend or word
yeah.
of mouth. So be alert to that. And
I work at a large place, so a
mm-hmm.
very large place.
Yeah, so I feel it coming out of that arena, and it could
okay.
be from any method of delivery. So keep that in mind. Everything else looks good. I feel like the separation and the divorce and some of the past things you went through was still with you a little bit, and you're still adjusting, kind of, but health and everything feels strong. I feel like there's a friend that's like-minded. It could be a female doing metaphysical or spiritual work with you. So be open to a friend coming onto the scene, unless she's already there.
Yeah, she's semi there, but yeah, we haven't connected yet. Like, in other words,
okay.
she's a new employee in my department, and
good.
We just haven't had lunch. We haven't been able to schedule lunch at the same time. So hopefully next week.
Well, good, because I feel like there's a friend, and it's going to be like-minded and spiritually motivated,
yeah.
and you guys are going to do some networking and something together. So pay attention to her. I'm also feeling she's very intuitive too. And
yeah,
I feel like
really
you're doing something with her. So, all
great.
Right. So I'll let you go.
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right,
have a blessed day, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks.
Tell your friends
thank
about
you.
It.
Thanks.
Okay, Shay, you still here?
I'm still here.
All right.
One thing, Mike, that we could have touched on too was that I don't know. Most people can't read themselves. I can't read me. It'd be a hard thing to pick up on, you know, for yourself.
It's true. You'll see that most readers don't read themselves or can't read themselves or not even interested in reading themselves. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Well,
hi. Hi, caller. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Fine. How are you doing?
What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris? Where you been?
I've been sick.
Oh, my God. I felt I was...
My tooth is just... I've been on a new round of antibiotics. It really knocked me off my feet.
I feel that with you.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, hang on for a second while I...
Hey, Shay.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
There you
better.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Well,
yeah.
it's good to hear you both.
Yeah, I hope everything's sounding okay on the other end. We had some problems starting up.
Sounds beautiful.
I apologize for it. Okay, there was one thing I wanted to touch on with a reader reading themselves, and or another thing is their family members and good friends. It gets a little tricky, and some readers are shy from that too, so I wanted to throw that in. Because it's an interesting subject, being a reader, and how do you become a reader? Where do you start? What do you do? What am I supposed to look for? So I want that to be a part of what I do, teaching a little bit and explaining some things the best I can anyway. I'm not an expert, believe me, but I've been doing it for a long time, and I put my heart into it. Okay, Chris.
Yes.
I knew you were going to call.
I knew you were going to know that I was going to call.
I knew you were going to call. And I am getting the health thing and some drama with that. Let's see here. I want to try and touch on a few things. It's going to pass. You're going to get a grip on that. It must be feeling better already. How is it
yeah.
going?
It is. It is feeling better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am feeling it better, and I feel like communication helped that, like between you and a doctor or or following through on it anyway. So that's a good thing. That's going to pay. Are you going somewhere, Chris? Because I feel like you got to go somewhere or go or visit someone. Or
well, on I'm planning on the 7th. I have a presentation to make.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anything with the kids? Anything going on? Or?
It's in my heart to go. You know, I'm looking at my schedule. I'm looking to see when I can get out there.
Okay. Because you're right in a good cycle now. I'd say like within another week, I'm feeling much better. I'm hearing, and a lot happier. So you got that to look forward to. Health wise, I'm feeling stronger and cleared up and rejoicing because things are seem like they're finally going right and going to continue. So another week, and you got some good stuff coming on here. Celebrating too, so I'm feeling real good about your up and coming seminars and talks and lectures. So I'm having a good time with that and doing well with it. I feel like there's going to be two other people that show a lot of interest in what you're doing that day.
Okay.
All right. Now I want to go to a relationship. I feel like between now and the middle of January, maybe still a little tricky relationship-wise.
Okay.
So, but everything, business and money is improving and moving forward, but relationship-wise is still a little tricky until like around the middle of January, and then it seems to change. It seems to change and change for the better. And as I go into the rest of January, it's like almost like a different man I'm feeling. I'm hearing a different man.
Okay.
So within the next 30 days, you have, I believe he has a profound change coming, which is going to improve the relationship. So you're right there in the... You're right there in the arena now with the relationship changing for the better, and I believe it's connected to him.
Okay.
Something happens where he changes his attitude and feelings and his habits and his behavior and his speech, and I'm getting an internal change with this man that improves the relationship. So you got some blessings coming up here. As you go into the end of the year and into the new year, it's all for the better. And I'm getting major beginnings in finances and what would be the business arena, you know, the paperwork, negotiations, moving forward, other people catching on. I mean, a big thing with other people taking something and running with it in business and money and finances. And I'm feeling two females with this.
Okay.
So pay attention to the females that... attached to you while you're doing your thing on the road. And I got a feeling something with the son, one of the children that's going to come up where he's either needs something or something changes. I'm feeling that for the better too. There's improvements there with one of the sons or something with the son, and I feel like you may even go there and visit because of it, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
But I believe it's for the better, and it's an improvement also. So things are looking good and looking up for you. You're pulling out of what you just went through, so and that's ending. All right.
Thank God. You know, you're always terrific, Michael.
Okay, I just went to where I think you wanted me to go, and I think it was confirming things changing for the better and the relationship and work and business, because I know you're busy and got a lot going on.
Yeah, it was pretty rough with this tooth. I really think it affects the brain. I really do. The infection was just way up there.
Oh, it does. I was getting totally off my feet almost with this. And thrown off balance. It was also just confused and off balance. But there's a definite recovery here. Within 6 days, you're going to be feeling almost completely normal.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel that way now, too. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I guarantee the new beginnings in relationship within the
next
year.
Oh, I love it.
New beginnings, no doubt about it. And new beginnings in work, too, so you got a lot of new stuff coming at you as you go into the middle of January, I'm hearing. All right?
Bless you.
Okay.
Bless you both. Good. It's good to hear you both.
Okay, thank you. It took me 2 years to get her out here.
You know, when I got the email that you all sent out in notice of your program coming up today,
yep.
I knew it was going to be Shay. I knew
But I hid. How did you know?
It's a surprise. I read it's a surprise, and I thought, this is Shay going to be guesting on that show. So it is about time. Good. Bravo.
I could. No, it had to happen. We talked about it, and finally she said yes, and I was thrilled. And seeing that I haven't been around for like 5 or 6 shows, I figured it would be a good way to start back up again.
And it's really nice to hear about the Pioneer Days and how you guys put this together.
It is. I think it's a fantastic story.
It'll make a good book.
Thank you. I was going to mention the book. It's all going to be in a book, too. It's a book will be written. And it's going to be an interesting book. It's going to be right from the beginning, how I was led to what I'm doing and how I discovered the internet and chat and how I started this and there and the people that were involved and everything we went through. It's quite a story. It really is.
It truly is an American story.
Mm-hmm. Grassroots. Grassroots.
Yeah.
And it's going to get bigger.
Very true.
Well, you guys take care, and I celebrate connecting with you. Thank you.
Okay, Chris. Take care. And we'll be stay in touch. Stay in
yes,
touch with us.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
And be well.
And be well.
Yes,
get
thank
better.
You. I definitely am.
Yep.
And, Shay, I salute your dog.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you guys take care.
Okay, Chris. You too.
You too,
thank
Chris.
You.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, I see we're coming to the close of the program. I probably don't have enough time for another reading, so Shay, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I apologize for the techie problems and late start, but we did well.
We did.
It was, what we did was quality, felt good, and it's going to be a memory, too. It's going to be a nice archive to have on my wall. I'm going to have a dozen milestone shows that I want to keep as a memory, and this is going to be one of them. www.michaelgoger.com. That is a combination of Shay and I and our thoughts and our ideas and our spirit and souls is in that site. Everything that you see at that site was thought over and prayed over and thought over and then finally put in. So it means a lot to both of us.
It's all heart.
It is. And it's not something like you just threw together. It's a journey and it's a story. And it tells you what kind of people we are and what we're into and where we want to go. So bookmark it, and it's always in a state of transition and construction. So looking at it once isn't enough. You got to go back a few times or daily or once a week and to see what we're doing and where we're headed. www.michaelgoger.com. Your inner thoughts every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to get bigger and better. Traffic is going to be increasing. When I go full-time, I will be doing nothing but readings and promoting the radio show, Your Inner Thoughts. So I'll see everybody next week. Shay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Did we forget anything?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay.
Everything's at the site.
good. It was a pleasure, and I wish I would have got more readings done, but we had a late start, and I'm going to be here twice a week, and I'm back for good, and there's going to be plenty of readings for everyone, and they will be free, and pal talk in here, so join my group and stay in touch. Take care, everybody, and God bless. Thank you. Bye, Shay. Thank you. BBS, take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, you still have fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, you still have fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Let me play a tune. From the atoms to the galaxies that fly me to the moon. From there you know that I could see what we are doing to ourselves.
Every day in a million different ways.
In a million different ways. I said fly me to the moon. From the atoms to the galaxies, are we on the brink of doom? Sometimes it's hard to believe what we are doing to ourselves.